Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because I've got some bad news, and that is Brad Pitt does not want to go out with you. Not at all. And please, always like the video. Please make sure you're subscribed to this channel. And let's get right into it. So many scams have been sent to me lately. And there was one of them that I thought, wow, this is really clever. And I need to warn people about this, and I'll do it next week. And then this Brad Pitt information came out. In Spain, there is a Brad Pitt fan site that you can go to, and you can talk everything about Brad. And they share pictures. They talk about different projects he's working on. And guess what? Brad Pitt even shows up every now and then and talks to you. The only problem is it's not Brad Pitt showing up to you. It's some scammer. And what this guy did was he was talking about doing different investments to change the environment. And what you have is some rich old women and young women that think that they could date Brad Pitt, which I'm going to tell you can never happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. So with this sad story, one woman got suckered out of $200,000 and thought that she was going to have a romantic relationship with Brad Pitt. Another one, $167,000. And again, all of these women were thinking the same thing, that they were communicating with Brad Pitt via WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp, for those of you that don't know this, is an app that you can communicate globally. And the problem with it is you have a tremendous amount of scams that are on this. And this is exactly how they did it. Again, Brad Pitt is not communicating with women via WhatsApp, okay? Juliet Lewis, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, those are the ones we know about. Don't forget the models, and don't forget all the other chicks that this guy dates because he's freaking Brad Pitt, okay? And when you're Brad Pitt, it just seems that they throw it at you, you know what I mean? He has no problem meeting people, and he's not communicating via WhatsApp to do this, which I'm laughing because it's sad. And I'm laughing because it's so preposterous. But please understand this. These women thought that they were talking to one of the highest paid celebrities in the world. And just to give you an idea of how much cash this guy has, for that horrible movie that's coming out this week called Wolves, with him and George Clooney, they wanted them together in a movie. And they both kept up in the price. They both got paid each $45 million. $45 million each. Now, does he want to date you? I hate to break this to you. No, he does not. He does not. Date in your own league. Date in your own lane. You're not going to meet Brad Pitt anytime soon. It's not going to happen via WhatsApp. When you see the scammers on YouTube and you see these people, hey, you know, I allegedly 648916, you know, those guys are not me. Don't comment to them. I don't sell crypto, guys. I have enough sponsors on this channel. You know that. Report them. Report the fake Brad Pitts to the world, okay? Which is sad. It's so sad. I mean, okay? The guy's dated so many of the hottest women in the world, okay? And he's not on this. Now, the next thing that came out was you're seeing ads that pop up online and you go, would you like to buy this telescope that's normally $700 for $49? And people go, honey, that's the telescope I've been looking for. And they target the ads for what people are looking for. Understand? So these scammers are getting more sophisticated. Then they have a QR code and you go buy, you know, this telescope that's basically 95% off. And you're like, oh my gosh, honey, I'm saving all this money. And guess what? You're the victim of identity theft. They've just stolen your credit card. And with that, they are going out and they are running multiple charges on your credit cards. And people don't get this. You've seen these ads where you see electric bikes that are $3,000 for $249. And you're like, God, oh, we just have so much inventory up. A big store canceled their order. And with that, when they did that, their loss is your gain. No, it doesn't work that way. I had one person that I bought from years ago. And I had to remember when this was. It was 25 years ago on eBay that there was these things that came out, and they were folding bicycles that would fold really small. And this one guy had one, and sure enough, it was $49. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. What a deal. Throw that thing in my trunk. If the car ever broke down, I had to ride my bike someplace. That'd be cool to have. Never got the bike. Now, this is one of the things that got eBay to change their practice on giving, you know, refunds and watching scams and things like that and verifying sellers, because any jackass back then could go out and sell on eBay and set up a site and rip people off. So that's exactly what happened to me. So never got the bike, never got my money back. eBay said, well, you know, you need to do more verification next time. That's what their excuse was. Now, these romance scams have been around forever. Be leery. If it's too good to be true, it is. I have a very good friend that I've known since I was 14. Her mother, her dad died in 95. She started dating men and had relationships. And then her next boyfriend, she got up there. He died too. Earl died. Nice guy. Okay. So Kathy, the mom, says, I need to get a boyfriend. And we're like, they're like, why? You need a boyfriend for it. I'm going to try online dating. They're like, no, you're not. So sure enough, her friend helped her get set up in the computer. And she met a guy, I want to say Jameson, something like a tough guy's name, Jay's Jameson. Okay. Well, he's a dock worker in, you know, working overseas, and I'm going to send him money to come here. Sure enough, total classic scam where if you send me money, I will go and visit you and we will have a relationship and we'll live happily ever after. $6,000, $5,000 to the tune of $27,000. $27,000. It's horrible. These people give this money up, and you have to understand that this romance, these romance scams are out there, but the scam of too good of a deal is out there too. When you see these pictures, and I was at Starbucks one day, and this homely dude was there online, and he turns his computer away from me, and I'm like, oh, he's doing something he doesn't want people to see. And there were all these beautiful women in bikinis, and I'm like thinking, dude, I'm sorry, but those women are not interested in you. And he was so pissed, so offended, so you don't know. And then 20 minutes later, my late girlfriend Lisa says, the guy just pulled out his credit card. I bet he did. Okay. So understand this. Kathy ended up losing $34,000 to that scammer. Isn't that terrible? And again, she ended up getting married again. You know, nice guy, but Jameson was fake. Okay. So you have to be leery of these things, guys. They're out there. The woman that cuts my hair, it's beautiful. No, the woman that cuts my hair, her neighbor down the street from her gave over $1 million to one of these online scammers. $2,500 here, $3,000 there. I'm coming out to you. He actually bought her an airline ticket and showed up at Orange County Airport, John Wayne Airport, and waited 4 hours. The flight's late. They kept sending him a message. Don't worry, I'm coming. And then never came, and then went home. And oh, sweetheart. They told me that they can't fly in because of the weather. Southern California, guys, the weather's a real problem here, okay? So these scams are out there. Be leery of it's too good to be true. But again, Brad Pitt, I hate to break it to you guys, doesn't want to date you, okay? Just doesn't. Don't fall for this. And again, I'm not just bagging on the women, because we've all made the mistake. I made this mistake. But all these scams now are getting so complicated. Out of the UK, the one thing that we're seeing over and over again right now are the parking scams, where they take QR codes and put it over the stickers over the actual parking authority. So when you scan that and you take a picture of it, like I say, hey, join our email list, take a picture of it. Oh, by the way, check your spam filter, because an email just went out and you don't want to miss that. So the idea with this is that you're getting scammed and they're sending you a place to pay for it that looks like the site that is insured. Talk to the authorities. Make sure that you do not give up your information just to anybody. Just don't do it. Please don't do it. You know, it's sad because we see this over and over again. But one thing that happens with technology is the scammers get better and better and better, which is horrible right now. And this Brad Pitt thing, this is the one thing that I just thought, God, these poor ladies that, you know, sent $200,000 thinking they were investing with Brad and that they were going to have a romantic relationship and I can't wait to meet you. You're thinking you're talking to Brad Pitt and the little emoji is Brad Pitt. Sexy Brad Pitt, you know? Come on. He's not doing that, okay? So, the other scams right now is that you have to be leery of everything. Real estate scams are running wild. I keep getting information sent to me. There was a woman that was in escrow, and she would get a flurry of text messages. And please understand this. You got to be Dan. I get people that write me and say, hey, I want to tell you something I did that you would be very happy for. And this is one of those things that a woman said during the sale of her house, said, if I have anything that I'm being requested to pay that you don't authorize and I get scammed out of $5, I'm going to sue you guys. And I want that in the paperwork that you're going to notify me of any payments. You're going to notify me of any collection matters or anything I need to participate in. And if it's a third party scammer, we're going to hold you responsible. Everybody freaks out. That doesn't happen. I've been watching way too much TV. Was that Dan from I Allegedly? Come on. Yes. Scammer just got hit up for $300,000 because she was getting text messages to say, okay, time to make your deposit here. Time to pay this, time to pay that. Well, you get a text message to say, we need your $300,000 deposit. Verify, guys. Pick up the phone and call these people because she sent the money and they didn't get it. By the way, the Brad Pitt scammers, they got about 90 grand of that money back, 94,000. I don't know the breakdown of who got what back, or if they got one person's money back and the other one got completely hosed, but they got some of the money back. But this lady with the real estate, read the story below, 300 grand lost by sending it to the wrong person. This is happening over and over and over again. Be leery, guys. Be worried. Be cautious, because it's happening more and more and more right now. When you get these text messages, I'm just going to show you a few of them right now. These text messages are scams. And what they want to do is, hey, I found your number in my contact list. Can you tell me your name? Don't do that. Don't tell them your name. Don't do that. Now, I used to respond with profanity and things like that. And then somebody said, don't do that, because then they know that you actually are a person when you do that. You block them and delete them. It also means your phone's been hacked, and, you know, we've all been victim of that. So be leery. Don't respond to these things when you get those text messages, because they are 100% a scam right now. So, wild, wild times, guys. Three-quarters of the year is already done. We're coming to the final stretch. Three-quarters of the year is done. We got an election. It's going to be crazy. Be nice to everybody during this time. It is absolutely going to be pivotal and critical, no matter how stupid your friends are and if they want to vote for the wrong person. That's a joke, guys. Okay? Look out for people, elderly people. People are lonely. People also don't want to admit that they've made this mistake. And I've heard people say things like, the second I pressed the button and the money was taken out of my account, I immediately felt stupid. Be leery, guys. Be cautious. Make a phone call. Do a little bit of investigation. You cannot buy e-bikes at 90% off right now. There's going to be deals on everything, but you can't do that. It's just not there. So protect yourself. Remember, Brad Pitt doesn't want to go out with you. Okay? Okay. Again, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the fact that these women were communicating with him via an app, thinking that that was normal. Okay? Not. So, onward and upward, guys. A lot of cool stuff to end the year. Cannot wait to share it with you. You want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And again, check your email for the email that we just sent out and check your spam filter. I will see you guys soon. Always send me suggestions. Always send me stories. I'll see you soon. And I think I did this video straight through without stopping. See you soon.